This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, July 18th. Well, wheat markets yesterday had a strong day, getting some follow-through buying after putting in some lows at the crop report. Same thing with corn. Everything was buoyed yesterday, with wheat kind of leading the way as we see some problems developing in the Black Sea. More problems developing, I should say. It's been fairly dry there most of the growing season. Temperatures have also increased over the last month or so as well, above normal. So now that the crop is maturing and we're getting into harvest, now the rains are coming, and big rains as well. We're seeing some heavy rainfall across the northern half of the Black Sea region. That is threatening quality, certainly, and also threatening to take some of the yields away. So this makes U.S. crop all the more valuable, as we had a pretty nice quality crop this year in the southern plains. It looks like we'll get that in the northern plains as well. So we are competitive on the world stage. Russian prices are starting to creep higher. That's pulling world values higher and certainly makes us, we're still competitive and makes it easier for our prices to move higher as well. As we look at the rest of the grain complex, corn market's getting a bit of a bump as well. Some follow-through buying after putting in an outside day higher on the crop report. So we see crop condition ratings starting to decline in corn. Now, as we move through July, most of the pollination is already done well ahead of the normal pace. We've had above normal temperatures throughout the growing season across the Midwest. That has pushed this crop along, and it's going to be really difficult to even attain, I think, a trend line yields here, which the market needs in corn, as we're looking at fairly tight supplies as we wrap up this next marketing year. So if you start shaving yields off already, then that spells trouble for corn production. But nevertheless, I think the corn market's starting to stand up here and shake off some of the blues from the trade wars. Same thing with wheat. Both of those markets have bullish fundamentals developing and have been developing for quite some time. And I think they will feed off of each other. They'll certainly support each other on rallies or sell-offs. So as we move into the second half of the growing season, get pollination behind us, we're looking at a weather situation in the Midwest that's cooling down, but it's still going to remain dry right over the heart of the Midwest. It's becoming a long stretch of dryness for Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. So this is again right in the heart of the Midwest where it's been dry for a while, but temperatures have been cooling down, so that helps. But it looks like we're in for another 10 days or so of this kind of weather pattern. Now, China overnight put out a report estimating their all grain production will be down about 2.2% from last year, wheat production down about 2.4%. Germany reporting that they're not able to assess what their wheat and rapeseed crops will be because of extended dryness there, but noting that it will be down significantly from last year. So this is something we've been looking for as well. France downgraded their wheat crop about 4 million tons here a couple weeks ago. That was a surprise to the market. Germany has had just as difficult a growing season, and frankly, the UK has had an even more difficult growing season. We don't hear much chatter out of the UK, but certainly those are the three major wheat-producing countries of the EU. And we're looking at, a notable drop in wheat production from the EU. China, a bit of a drop. They had actually looked for about a 5% drop in wheat production from earlier estimates. So everything is contracting in world wheat production. So this, certainly the Black Sea is not going to have near the crop it had last year. Australia had a very poor crop last year coming into this marketing year, and they continue to see very dry conditions across the eastern half of Australia. So we're looking at continued contraction in world wheat production, especially in the major exporters. This is going to support prices longer term. It's going to, I think, especially with the quality wheat here in the United States, when you're looking at Russia likely not being able to supply the quality stocks, that this really points to the U.S. as the go-to source. We're already competitive on the world stage, and with Russia's prices creeping higher, that's pulling world prices higher. It makes it even easier for us to move higher. These are all good signs. We're starting kind of in the cellar here after just getting pummeled over the last few weeks, largely because of trade wars and harvest pressure. But nevertheless, I think that we're going to start working our way higher. Harvest pressure should be mostly behind us, obviously here in the United States. Not so much for spring wheat, obviously, but around the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, you still might see some harvest pressure. But I think here in the U.S., that's largely behind us in wheat. And I think that we'll start working our way higher into the fall. And depending on what happens with Australia, they could just add fuel to the fire into that fall rally. Russia will try to salvage as much market share as it can and be aggressive sellers early in the marketing year. So that points to August, September, October perhaps. But I think once you get past that, it's all U.S. And that takes us higher into the spring. And I think it looks good for wheat as we get that deep into the marketing year. And obviously then we're going to have to start buying acres, and then you get into tighter stocks, and then all kinds of things happen in the spring, especially if you get more trouble in Australia. So the long-term fundamentals, I think, look good, especially for wheat and corn. And that's the way we're going to trade this market. We'll just buy the breaks and work it from there. If you have any questions, just give me a call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.